USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Northern California, two people are dead and four are injured and in the hospital after a shooting at a Walmart distribution center. This reporter broke the story live on KOVR Sacramento.
I'm going to take you back to that breaking news in Red Bluff. This is about 120 miles north of Sacramento. We're getting some new information now. There are reports of an active shooter and shots fired at a Walmart distribution center. Investigators say several people are hurt. Witnesses reported seeing a car crash into a building, hurting a couple of people. The car caught fire. Employees were told to lock themselves inside a room. Officials are going through the building to make sure it's clear.
Officials at St. Elizabeth Community Hospital confirm there are four patients now in fair condition. First responders say at least one person was hit by the car. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
U.S. Senator Joni Ernst believes that mayors of cities with autonomous zones are not doing their jobs.
They're not trying to find solutions with racial injustice. They're not sitting down and having those dialogues. They're just allowing anarchists to take over in these zones. What about all of those other residents and business owners? They really are suffering through this.
Senator Ernst is introducing a bill that would defund cities that allow for autonomous zones. In New York, hundreds of protesters camped outside City Hall. The protesters are part of a national movement that seeks to regulate police, hoping for more spending on other needs like housing and education. Russia has offered a bounty to Afghan militants to kill American soldiers, and that President Trump and Vice President Pence had been briefed about it in late March. Now, the White House has issued a statement saying they did deny that the president were told about it by briefers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A college sporting rivalry is changing its name in Oregon. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
The Civil War is no more. Games played between the Oregon Ducks and the Oregon State Beavers will no longer carry the reference to the country's 19th century war between the Union and the Confederacy. Per a statement released by the University of Oregon, the Oregon and Oregon State Departments of Athletics have agreed to no longer refer to the rivalry games as the Civil War. The decision is effective immediately and includes all athletic competitions for all years ahead. The schools made the decision following mutual discussions as well as conversations with university officials and input from current and former student athletes from both schools. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
A bill to make the nation's capital the 51st state has been approved by the House. USA Radio Network's Kenneth Burns has more on the story.
The bill to make Washington, D.C. a state passed along party lines in the House of Representatives. It would allow for the admission of Washington-Douglas Commonwealth to the Union. Douglas Commonwealth, named for abolitionist Frederick Douglass, who spent 17 years of his life in the city. The state's territory would exclude monuments and federal buildings such as the White House and Capitol Building. But the bill is not expected to pass the Senate, where Majority Leader Mitch McConnell opposes the measure, and President Trump vowed to veto it. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.